This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Attorney General John Ashcroft says the Justice Department is now as much concerned with preventing new acts of terrorism as with prosecuting old ones. In an interview today, the Attorney General talked with us about recent events. One question, is there any link between the anthrax letters and Al-Qaeda?
We do believe that people who send anthrax through the mail and make threats of doing so are terrorists. But we don't have conclusive evidence. We don't have the capacity to make a direct link. We don't rule out such a link, but we don't have the evidence to make such a link.
Can you tell us about the kind of anthrax that was received at the office of Senator Daschle and what that tells investigators about who at least was responsible for that particular attack?
Well, the tests regarding the anthrax at the Senator Daschle's office are still being undertaken. And we simply don't have a conclusive determination about the various characteristics.
But so far, do investigators think that they're dealing with samples of anthrax that might be come by fairly easily or that would require access to a rather sophisticated laboratory or production center?
I think we're investigating this with a view toward leaving the doors open and finding our way based on a trail of evidence rather than on a trail of presumption. So I probably ought to mention another sort of idea, and that is that we view things in two different ways. Given our responsibility to try and prevent other occurrences, we almost embrace a worst-case scenario to try and make sure that we provide the right kind of alert, the right kind of defense against things. That prevention strategy is also followed by a prosecution strategy, which is a little bit more reluctant to come to a conclusion and which tries to make judgments based on the responsibility of the Justice Department, eventually, in some cases, to bring criminal charges. So we don't rule things out unduly, we don't leap to conclusions, but we tend in prevention strategies to be on guard against the worst potential. In the prosecution strategies, we're a little slower to come to conclusions and are more driven by a demand for a specificity that would have evidentiary value.
Well, on the investigative side, developing evidence for prosecution, so far, could you say the evidence has led investigators anywhere, or are we still at go in this investigation, at square one?
We are undertaking an investigation, and it'd be inappropriate for me to comment on the stage of it at this time.
Did the Justice Department or the FBI have a warning last week that important people might be receiving dangerous packages soon, and would anthrax have fit the bill?
I'm not going to comment on the intelligence that finds its way into the United States government. Suffice it to say that when we have warnings that we believe are appropriate, they're threats, they go through a threat assessment process. We've processed close to 600 threats that have come in since the events of September the 11th, and we provide information to affected parties or threatened parties, and sometimes we share what we consider to be warnings to the culture generally. We do that because we trust the American people to participate in our defense against this, and we believe they make good decisions if we tell them they need to have higher levels of awareness and alertness.
The warning that you issued last week, that we should all be on a higher level of alertness and we should all be warned, that was based on general intelligence, we were told. Did bioterrorism figure at all in that calculation to urge people to be more alert?
Frankly, many of the things that we get are not specific as the modality or even time or locality. In intelligence, if you get information that you feel is corroborated and reasonable and you think it has a level of credibility that warrants sharing it, you share what you think will be of value, and you have to understand that it's probably going to be incomplete.
How did you balance various factors in making that announcement. Obviously, the factors you've already described, with, on the other side, do we want to panic people? Do we want people to be any more terrified than they may already be?
Obviously, we don't want people panicked. Panic is the circumstance in which you make bad decisions. We need people to be in a setting where they make good decisions. So rather than a state of panic, we need a state of preparedness, where individuals make adjustments in their conduct so that they reduce risks. And all of our lives are filled with adjustments we make in our conduct to reduce risk. We slow down when we're driving, if it's raining, if there's ice present on the road. There are things that we can do when we believe there are elevated risks to reduce those risks, and alertness and awareness come into this equation for reducing risk. And that's why we want people not to be paralyzed with panic, but we want them to be prepared so that we reduce the risk. And we do not announce that we want people to have an elevated sense of awareness so that they discontinue being Americans. It's on the contrary, so that with an adjusted set of risk reduction measures, we can continue being Americans and deprive the terrorist of what the terrorist wants most. That's for us to discontinue our lives as we would want them to be.
Attorney General Ashcroft, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Attorney General John Ashcroft spoke with us at the Justice Department.